Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hey, Miss Cheryl.
Hey, Thomas, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. What you got going on tonight?
Oh, a bunch of fun stuff.
A bunch of fun stuff. All right, well, we're
Yeah,
gonna get
maybe
this
some of
fun
the.
stuff done. What's that
Yeah,
first
at least
order
I'm
number?
making it for you. First
Okay.
order number is. Let me pull up my e-trash again.
Okay.
I'm so glad I got you on the phone. Thank God.
They haven't been treating you right, Thomas. I'm gonna have to have a little chat with them.
Yeah, you get on them.
They
All
can't
right.
be mistreating you.
That's what I'm saying. All right, first one is 06 Foxtrot 23838.
All right, so I have 06 Efferson Frank 23838, and the lucky customer will be Susan and Roger Relief at 105 Twin Lake Drive, Shiloh, Illinois. What's going on with this one?
All right, so this is just going to be a trip charge.
Okay.
We couldn't finish the hood. They need to get an outlet installed, and they need to get an adapter for the vents.
Okay, and of course,
And
the expedite
so
is
I gave
gone.
get that taken care of. They're going to get a hold of Home Depot and get it rescheduled for us to go back out.
Okay, well, let's get that taken care of.
We made it.
All right, come on, Sam. Send this over to them because, of course, the expediter is gone for today.
Of course.
So we can make sure you get paid.
Go get you a daddy? I could use one bug. You see my back? Break it.
Okay, so we got that one sent over so you can get paid for that trip charge. What else you got, Thomas?
I just got one more for you.
Okay.
Or actually, no, I got two more for you. This one is going to be 06 Frank 3 Echo Delta 20.
All right, so 06, F as in Frank, 3 as in Charlie, E as in Edward. I'm sorry, the number 3, E as in Edward, D as in Delta, 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Should be for Danielle R.
Okay. Let me just waiting. I don't know why it's so slow. Okay, now they're talking about there's a problem. Let's see, Thomas, if we can get this to load. I know what I'll do. I'll come over here to another outlet. Let's see. Let's go in Internet Explorer and see what we can get done.
Internet Google.
Yes, because Google Chrome don't want to work. Or it might be DMS because it's doing the same thing in Explorer. Oh, goodness. This is not going to be a good night. All right, for Danielle Oaks at 10409 St. Henry Lane, St. Anne, Missouri.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's going on with this one?
This one's going to be a drop-off only.
Okay.
So the plumbing is old-school soldered on together. Mm-hmm. So he's getting a plumber out there to get a shut-off valve and a connection. That okay. We can hook up to.
So this is a delivery only.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you have a breeze code, Thomas?
No, I do not.
Thank you, Nita.
We got to start getting breeze codes for drop-offs now?
You know what? No, that was Texas market acting crazy.
Oh, yeah? What were they up to?
They said they had to have a breeze code for a drop-off, and I said, no, we ain't. We haven't had to have that.
Yeah, no, definitely not. If that's the case, I've been doing my job wrong for the last 5 years.
We hadn't had to have that. I mean, since they've been adding this little breeze code, but for delivery only, we still haven't had to get one, so.
Right.
But everyone, when I sent them over, it was the market in Texas. I'm like, what is y'all talking about? So I sent an email back. I said, if you want one, you'll call DOD and get it. I'm not calling.
Right. I ain't sitting on hold for half an hour for no reason.
All right. And I checked with my supervisor. I said, did anything change? He said, uh-uh. He said, I don't know what they want. I said, okay.
All right. Well, we
gonna let them ride with that because I sure ain't finna call to get one.
Right. Well, you know, with Best Buy, you never know. They like to switch things up randomly.
Yeah, they do, but they weren't going to get it out of me. That was
right.
Not happening. All right, so I got that sent over for that to be added. And what else you got?
All right, so the other one that I got, it's a little bit different.
Okay.
So let me pull this order back up, and then I'll explain what all went down with this one. All right, it's going to be 06 Frank 17 4 Charlie 1.
Charlie 1?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so 06 F as in Frank 17 4 C as in Charlie, the number 1.
Yeah, there should be, 06 Frank.
Okay, so Ruskin, last name is S. Is that an I? NGH
yeah.
At 733 Amherst Avenue, apartment 2E in St. Louis.
Yes.
Okay.
So, all right. I don't even know where to begin with this one. So, so this is an apartment, right?
Okay.
and the fridge that they're getting is like twice the size of the fridge that's already in the house.
Okay.
We measured the stairwells, we measured the fridge, we measured everything, and this fridge is not going to fit. But best of luck trying to tell this guy that.
All right.
Okay. So not only that, but the team that has to do this fridge, in all reality, what happened is that they threw this order on Complex, which is what we do. They threw it on Complex. This should absolutely be a home delivery job.
Okay.
Without a doubt. And so I guess what I'm asking for is to maybe put that in the notes.
Okay.
And whatever team goes out there needs to have at least a minimum of three people.
All
right. Otherwise, two people going out there is going to hurt themselves. And we don't want that. So, I mean, with me being on Complex, I will absolutely come back. I will absolutely go behind home delivery and
All
do
right.
the water line. But this job needs to be on home delivery.
Okay, because they had the unit for, okay, so the unit needs to be home delivery.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know why, because a Complex, and I've even talked to my area manager, Jeff, Yeah, Rotor, whatever. That idiot. I'm kidding. But not really. So I explained it to him, and he got all on me about, oh, I'm not your boss. Go talk to your boss about it. And I'm like, you're XPO. You can transfer this over to home delivery. We can't.
Right.
He's like, oh, no, we can't do that. I'm like, yeah, you can. Shut up.
Correct.
So... yeah, so this order needs to be on home delivery. I will absolutely take the order if they make a new one for a water line. I got no problem going behind them to do the water line, but this really needs to be on home delivery. Because they threw that on us whenever we had four full kitchens to go do as well.
Okay.
And I'm just tired of getting overloaded. Which I know that has nothing to do with XPO, but it's just like, ugh. It's all frustrating.
Right.
So yeah, like I said, this needs to be on home delivery. Worst case scenario, if they do keep it on us, in the notes, there has to be at least a minimum of three people.
Okay.
Because it's up three flights of stairs. And I told this guy, you know, it might not happen like this because, you know, everybody's booked. But he was insistent on it being delivered on Monday. And I told him, we'll see. I will call XBO and see what they can do. Can't promise anything, though.
All right.
So, I mean, if you want to throw a trip charge on there, that'd be cool. But
okay.
If not, man. Yeah, this guy was just not very compliant about anything. Because apparently his fridge was on back order for a long time, and that made him really, really mad, even though nobody can do anything about it.
Doesn't sound like a person.
He's just one of those people. I'm just like, come on, dude.
Yeah, doesn't sound like a person.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's
real winner.
Look, Tim Ray's congressman about it. They got a lot going on already. Right.
Right, yeah, exactly. They got their hands full of them. They can take some more.
Yeah.
It's not like there's been riots at the Capitol or anything.
Right. See if they can help him out. Because other than that, we can't do it. So, Region should get back in touch with Best Buy and let them know, hey, we need a three-man team on this job, so we're going to transfer this to home delivery. We'll be happy to go and do the install, but we can't do that.
Yeah, we'll be happy to do the water line install. Yeah, home delivery's got to get that big boy up there.
Okay, so I got that taken care of for you. Anything else, Thomas?
Ms. Gerald, no, nothing else. You have been absolutely amazing, like always.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Thomas. Thank you for calling XPO. You enjoy the rest of your night.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.